Theater Squared concludes its seventh season with Next to Normal, now through May 12th at Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studio. This emotional musical focuses on a family trying to take care of themselves and each other. Tickets and more information for Next to Normal are available at theater2.org or 443-5600. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.
Back in the day, women had their hair done by hairdressers at the beauty parlor, and men went to the barber. Today, highly trained and licensed salon stylists cater to both men and women. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich, who really needed a haircut, decided to subject her locks to a student at a local beauty college to learn more about how they learn their trade.
This is not just any beauty college. This is Paul Mitchell, the school. And this morning, 20 so-called future professionals looking very chic dressed, head to toe in black, warm up. The students scatter to their stations to set up for the day. Some will work on guests by appointment, although walk-ins are welcome. Others, less experienced, practice on mannequins. Everyone's continually monitored by more than a dozen licensed teachers and staff. Director Angie Hoskins says this non-traditional school has operated here for 4 years and conforms curriculum to each student's abilities.
When the students first start, we call them our future professionals. When they first start, they actually go through a little questionnaire to show us how they best learn. Do they learn verbally? Do they learn by visually? Do they learn by doing? Do they need a little music in the background? Do they need that math logic brain where everything's in a sequential order? Once we figure out how they do that, then our lesson plans or our classroom is actually directed to hit every one of those multiple intelligence so that we keep all of our future professionals engaged.
Tiffany Barnett is admissions leader for this school.
Our total tuition is $16,650. That includes your admissions fee, your kit. That is the bottom line. We don't have any hidden costs or fees. And that includes your 1,500 hours to obtain your CA license.
CA license stands for Cosmetology All, hair, skin, and nails. A majority of future professionals are aged 18 to 21, and like any educational institute, financial aid is available in-house, says Director Angie Hoskins.
We offer scholarships to incoming seniors, high school graduates. There's also, Northwest Arkansas is amazing with their single mother scholarship. And we actually can receive that. We actually have several that have done it. We also are a Title IV funded school, which that means is if you qualify, the government does have financial aid for you within Pell Grants, subsidized and unsubsidized loans. So, you know, it makes the 16 a little bit more reasonable or attainable. You know, like Tiffany said, we're very different than other schools, but if you look at the other schools around the area, we're actually very comparable in price.
Admissions leader Tiffany Barnett.
Something that's really great about our school is that we do create so many different opportunities. We actually teach a class called The Tree of Opportunities, and that shows them the 52 different career paths that we offer. People sometimes don't realize the options that are available.
Future professionals learn design, cutting, coloring, multicultural techniques, makeup, fashion trends, and the art of hairdressing in a three-phase program.
Within our culture, we believe in creating well-rounded stylists. So they're not only going to have the knowledge to cut, color, chemically alter hair, makeup, but we also just teach them, we teach business classes. We have a new program we're introducing about financial responsibility.
Students also build resumes, conduct mock interviews, research networking opportunities, and work on self-image.
The full course is 1,500 hours. The state of Arkansas requires that many hours to obtain your CA license. So it depends on each individual. It's roughly 10 to 11 months for a full-time student and about 18 to 19 months for a part-time student.
Most graduates end up in traditional salons, either renting a chair in an existing business or launching their own studio. Some may venture into product sales, fashion, or work as a stylist in feature films and television. In 2012, all of the company's schools achieved a 70% placement rate within the industry, Angie Hoskins said. The brand Paul Mitchell was established in 1980 by Scotsman hairstylist Cyril Thompson Mitchell, now deceased, and his partner John Paul DeGioia, the iconic ponytailed American billionaire and philanthropist. 100 Paul Mitchell Advanced Education Schools based out of Provo, Utah, operate across the country and all market John Paul Mitchell Systems product line based in Beverly Hills, California. This school is located in Fayetteville's Northside Shopping District, just west of the mall, attracting students from all over the state, including Leah Conrad from Stuttgart. She's been chosen to be my stylist. We start with a consult.
A good trim.
Then a wash. The most relaxing wash ever. So why has Leah chosen this career?
Because of the culture part of it. And I like to make people feel good. And this is, there are other educational stuff that you can do to make people's day a little bit better, but I like the hands-on aspect and I like the science that it goes into, and I like that it's always evolving and there's always something new.
We got to chatting, which is custom at the salon. Ever since she was little, Leah's wanted to be a hairdresser. Her mom encouraged her to attend the U of A first, however, where she studied journalism, then switched to fashion design. But soon she chose to enroll at Paul Mitchell, the school, in the fall of 2012. By August, Leah will be ready to take a state licensing test. She plans to move to Little Rock to pursue her career.
I have some aunts that live in Little Rock, and they've been generous enough to invite me to live with them just to help out my family a little bit, kind of save some money until I get on my feet. And then I hope to, in about 2 years, buy me a house in Little Rock and kind of get my life started and help support my family a little bit more since they supported me through all this. It's all about my family for me.
So the cost for a wash, trim, and style using Paul Mitchell products is an incredible deal, says director Angie Hoskins.
So our haircuts are $12 and $16. We offer a very valuable discount.
$8 for men, but be warned, you are at a school.
So the one thing that you're sacrificing is your time. Our future professionals are a little bit slower than a licensed stylist, and that's just because they're learning, it's in the learning process, and they're still in school. So that's why we offer a service at a valued price, is to compensate you for your time.
And mistakes will be made, although they are referred to as discoveries.
You know what? We've never had anybody walk out and say, I'm never returning. We've never had any catastrophes as far as anything detrimental to, in our discovery family. But that's why we have learning leaders. That's why they're supervised. We give them the confidence. This is one of the most important things in our company, is that our future professionals come first.
Graduation at Paul Mitchell, the school, must be a sight with everyone completely styled. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
We've posted a photo of stylist Leah Conrad and newly trimmed producer Jacqueline Froelich on our news website. And for details about classes, visit paulmitchell.edu and search for Fayetteville.